Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and thank you for joining the Prophetic Intercessors Network for a time of intercessory prayer. We're going to get started in just one moment. Again, we thank you for joining us this morning for prayer. God bless you. Praise the Lord. I also want to take a moment to see if there are those of you who are on the line who have prayer requests as we're preparing to get started in just a moment. Any prayer requests?
Good morning, Element Luna. How are you?
I'm well. Good morning.
Oh, this is Mother Marjorie. I just want to put my father on the prayer list. He's in the hospital.
Certainly, we will lift him up. Thank you so much for sharing. Yeah, can we have a first name if that's okay?
Yeah, his first name is Joe, last name Murray.
Okay. Yes, thank you. We will certainly be praying.
Okay.
Are there any other prayer requests as we're preparing to get started this morning? Praise the Lord. There are a few things I definitely want to put out there regarding things that are taking place in our community, of course, and in our nation. A few things we want to be mindful of to make sure that we continue to pray for. Of course, want to continue to pray for our nation as a whole. Praying for our president. As we know, he is attempting or just going to basically strong arm the nation and take monies, pots of monies that he believes is laying around, so you would say, that can be utilized to build this wall. And then some of those monies, of course, deal with Homeland Defense. So, you know, to take that kind of money and not have any money to drain that particular pot of money and not have anything to prepare for defense of this nation all seems a little bit suspect. Of course, he's taking money from other different pockets, but we want to make sure that we are just praying and praying for wisdom for him and praying for the safety of our nation and just keeping ourselves alert and sober in spirit, that we are really, really paying attention to what is happening, that we're being the true watchman on the wall. The other thing, of course, we want to pray regarding abortion now being able to take place all the way up to the 9th month. We want to pray for that type of law being released, of course, because we know that's just simply murder. So we want to pray for that. We want to pray, of course, for our religious system as well with this new onslaught of what they call Christian witches. We want to pray, you know, that God would just really keep us and that we stay sound in our mind. There's such a strange spirit that is out there in the earth now, and I know it's so easy for those kind of spirits to be introduced. We don't realize when we just walk simply in rebellion. The Bible says rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and so we have to be careful in just the things we allow ourselves to step into. We open ourselves up to so much, and because rebellion is such on an all-time high, it should be no shock that they have Christian witches organization, and that it's growing at an accelerated rate where believers believe you can be both a Christian and a witch. So when we know that things like that are happening, we've really got to stay on the wall, because you'll never know how many might walk up into your church because they believe in Jesus Christ. They just believe that they can work witchcraft as well. And so when you are dealing with that kind of climate now that's going to be in churches, it is time for true intercessors to not be distracted. Don't be distracted. Be in the spirit and really pray. I'm concerned for us because we made prayer our art. It's a competition. We're doing stuff God ain't called us to do. We're just doing stuff because we try. There's so much happening now when it comes to intercession. It's unbelievable. And that's why so many of these things get past us. But I want us to, because we know that God has called us to a geographical assignment. He's called us to regional assignment. We have truly been called to this, so we're not just doing something because it's popular. This is our God-given assignment. And because it is, we want to make sure that we honor the Lord and we truly pray concerning the cares of our nation and of our community. So I just want to invite those of you that are on the line as we're praying this morning, even though you may not be a leader of prayer, to pray for these kind of matters, to remain in the posture of prayer, to take the position of a watchman seriously. And let's just pray, and let's just come against these kind of things that are happening in our community and stay on alert. And then let's also celebrate Colin Kaepernick winning his settlement. I think that is something we can continue to pray for, that when injustices are happening because of race, we still see the hand of God is still moving, even in a day like today. We don't take that even for lightly. So we are also celebrating that victory that he won, that settlement. Praise be unto God. It is a victory. It is a victory in the name of Jesus, that things like this, even though it's happening in a climate such as the climate of this nation right now, when it seems like racism is returning to a scary place. I can't even begin to define the place I would want to say where we are as a nation and the way we look at racism. But to know that he won that settlement in a climate like today, in a day where we are dealing with so many things, I am so glad to note that that things that we're still getting breakthroughs, that we're still seeing victories, that we're still seeing God move on our behalf. So let's celebrate those moments. Let's pray for these serious moments. And let's just pray that we stay in the posture of prayer and we stay in our place and in our position. We don't have to rush anything. We don't have to try to be somebody that we're not. We just have to do what we've been called to do. And when we do that, it works. It works. It works when you obey the call of God. It works when you do what he tells you to do. When you don't, you open yourselves up to so many things when you're drawn by the wrong intentions. And that's why we see so much in the body now, because people are drawn by the wrong intentions, because they make themselves sound like wanting to buy them. They think they want to buy them, and they let their spirit minister to them, and they start entering into places that they're not supposed to. We're in a scary place as a church, and that's why so many things are coming in instead of people just, whatever their sound is, be their sound. Whoever you are, be that person. Walk in your place, do your assignment, and let's shut the devil down. Let's shut him down by being in tune and not distracted by thinking we've got to do something we have not been called to do. Because if we stay prepared and we stay in position, we will defeat the enemy every time. The reason why he gets in is we get distracted. We get off course. We get into the wrong things. But God is great, and he is greatly to be praised, and he has a people. He has called us into the kingdom for such a time as this, and I thank those of you, intercessors, that remain consistent and stay on your watch, stay on the wall, who are in right position, who know what you've been called to do. Thank you so much that you understand that there is a mandate and there is an assignment, and that the nation needs our intercession, and that we're not distracted. We're not distracted. We're not in competition. We're not trying to outdo each other. We are praying the concerns of the nation. Thank you for being that kind of people that pray because you're led by God and because you've answered the call of God. Thank you, thank you. And that's why I believe we see so much success, because we honor him by being consistent and by walking in our position. And for that, I am grateful. I want to see who is on the call, which intercessors are on the call and available to pray. If you just say your name, we're going to get started.
Good morning. This is Sharon.
Good morning, Sharon. Thank you.
Shauna.
Good morning, Shauna. Thank you. Amen. Any other intercessors? We have Shauna and Sharon. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Well, we're going to go ahead and get started. We're going to have Shauna to open us up, followed by Sharon, and then I will come back with the closeout. And again, thank you so much. And remember, all of the issues that we are put before you on this morning, and let the Lord lead you as he will to pray until things change. Shana, please go ahead. Thank you.
And thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. God, we bless your name for this day. God, we bless your name for yet another opportunity to come into your presence, God. We magnify you, God, because you alone deserve the praise. God, is our prayer and our desire that you be magnified in our lives, oh God, that you be magnified in our bodies, God, even in our relationships, God. We praise you, oh God, because your grace and your mercy is so far beyond what we deserve, oh God. God, you continue to bless us with grace and mercy each and every morning, oh God. You continue to bestow us with new mercies, oh God, new life, oh God, new experiences, oh God. And we thank you, God. God, we pray, oh God, that you would be with us, oh God, throughout this day, God. We come to you, oh God, as humble as we know how, God, with a heart of gratitude, God, just thanking you, God. God, we're grateful, oh God, for the gift of life, oh God. We're grateful, oh God, to come together, oh God, to sing praises unto your name, oh God. We're grateful, oh God, for the opportunity to even worship you in prayer, oh God. So we pray, oh God, that your presence be manifested on this line this morning, oh God. We acknowledge, oh God, that there is nobody like you, God, that you are Alpha and Omega, God, and everything in between, oh God. We acknowledge, God, that you are that which rises in the morning, Jesus, God, and that which sets in the evening, God. Everything that we need, we can find it in you, and for this we give you praise, oh God. We enter your courts, oh God, with thanksgiving, God, in worship, oh God, and oh God, through the precious blood of Jesus Christ, oh God, knowing that you are the creator of everything, God. Everything in this earth belongs to you, oh God. You are the creator of the heavens and the earth, oh God. In you there is no shadow of turning, because you are the eternal Father of life, oh God. You are the creator of the high heavens, God, the creator of the skies above, oh God, the creator of the oceans, oh God. Everything in this earth belongs to you, oh God, and for this we give you praise, oh God. You are that which sustains us, oh God, that which keeps us, oh God. You are the bread of life and the life of men, oh God. We bless your name, oh God, because you're good to us, oh God. You're better to us, even better than we deserve, oh God. You're faithful to your people, oh God. Your eyes are attentive to our cries, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you hear our prayers, oh God. So we ask, oh God, even before we go forth in prayer, oh God, if there's anything on the inside of us, oh God, anything that we've experienced, oh God, anything that we've partaken in, oh God, that will separate our prayers from you, that will prevent our prayers from reaching the heavens, oh God, we ask, oh God, that you reveal those things, oh God. Forgive us for our sins, oh God, sins of omission and sins of commission, oh God. God, it's our desire, oh God, that we please you in every area of our lives, oh God. It's our desire, oh God, that we make your name great, oh God, everywhere that we go, oh God. It's our desire that we don't make a mockery of your word, oh God, and of the body of Christ, oh God. So everything that's not like you, God, cast it down, oh God. God, search our heart, oh God. We're in a time and in a season, oh God, where we don't want to miss you, God, where we don't want to be separated from you, oh God. God, so help us to do your will, oh God. Help us to obey you at all times, oh God. Help us, oh God, in the advancement of the kingdom, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we bless your name, oh God, and we give you glory, God, for everything that you're doing, oh God. We bless your name, oh God, even, oh God, for revealing everything, oh God, in this season and in this hour, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you would destroy any assignments, oh God, any plans, oh God, or any works that the enemy may have against. We ask, oh God, that you would cause your anointing to break and destroy the yoke of every bondage, oh God, that exists in the lives of your people, oh God. God, everything that prevents breakthrough, oh God, everything that prevents spiritual growth, oh God, everything that prevents
destiny, oh God, for manifesting, oh God. We pray, oh God, that everything that the enemy has against your people, oh God, every trick, oh God, every device, oh God, we pray against every one of his strong men, oh God, even his messengers, oh God, that their eyes be blind, oh God, and even that their ears be deaf to our prayers on this morning, oh God. God, hide our prayers in your secret place, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we pray, oh God, for the lives of those that we're praying for on this morning, oh God. We pray, oh God, that the enemy not come near them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we take authority, oh God, over these things that have been sent into our communities, oh God, into our churches, oh God, and even in our families, oh God. We pray, oh God, for the lives, oh God, even in our homes, oh God. God, anyone that we come in contact with, oh God, anyone that you assign us to, oh God, God, let your presence be manifested and not the presence of the enemy, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you rebuke any plans of the enemy, oh God, that will prevent, oh God, families from being together, oh God, that will prevent the progression of the body of Christ, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Any laws, oh God, any things that have been set forth into motion, oh God, that will advance, oh God, the furtherance of the kingdom of Satan, oh God, we cast those things down, oh God. And even, oh God, as you begin to unite your churches, oh God, as you begin to unite intercessors, oh God, even as you begin to unite worshipers, oh God, we acknowledge, oh God, the clarion call, oh God. We acknowledge, oh God, the season and the times that we're in, oh God. But even more so, oh God, we acknowledge that we need you more than ever, oh God. God, in our limited thinking, oh God, in our carnal minds, oh God, God, and even in our flesh, oh God, we acknowledge, oh God, that we're weak, oh God, that we're limited, oh God, and we need you, oh God, to lead, guide, and direct us, oh God. God, so even as we commune with you this morning, oh God, give us direction, oh God, give us strategy, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, help us to do your will, oh God. God, we release your word into the lives of our families, oh God, into the lives and the ministries of our churches, oh God, into the lives of those that we're praying for on today, oh God. God, we know that your word is alert and active, oh God, that you will watch over it to perform it, oh God. God, we know that you are a man that cannot lie, oh God, and that your word shall not, will not, and cannot return void, oh God. So on this morning, we stand on your word, oh God. We stand on your word, God, knowing that we are victorious in every situation, God. We stand on your word, oh God, knowing that you are our deliverer, oh God, that you are our rock and our fortress, oh God. God, we put our whole trust in you, oh God. You are the horn of our salvation and our high tower, oh God. God, we know that we can call upon you, oh God. God, so that we can be saved from our enemies, oh God. So in our distress, Jesus, we call upon you, oh God. God, that you will hear our voice, oh God, that you will hear our prayer, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, that you would even, God, turn your ear towards, incline your ear towards our prayers, oh God. We call on your name, oh God. God, El Elohim, oh God, knowing that you are mighty and strong, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We call on your name, oh God, El Shaddai, oh God, that you are the mighty one, that you are the God Almighty, we God. We call on Lord Adonai, oh God, that you are Lord over all, oh God, Lord over every situation, oh God, Lord over every enemy and every demon in hell, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We call on Jehovah Tiskanu, oh God, knowing that you are the Lord God, our righteousness, oh God, because of you, oh God, we are righteous, oh God. God, because of you, oh God, we are sanctified, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we call on Jehovah Rohi, oh God, knowing that you are our shepherd, oh God, knowing, oh God, that you will lead us, oh God, and direct us, oh God. God, that you are El Elyon, the Most High God, El Arab, oh God, the Everlasting God, El Jabbar, the Mighty God. We call on you, Jesus, asking you to hear our prayers, oh God, asking you, oh God, to save our nation, oh God, asking you, oh God, to ask your wrath, oh God, that we not be consumed in your wrath, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we go call on Jehovah Jireh, oh God, that you make provision for your people, oh God, that you make a way out of no way, oh God. We call on Jehovah Shalom, oh God, knowing that you are our peace, oh God. You are the one who unites us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we're calling on Jehovah Rapha, oh God. Heal our land, oh God. Heal the minds of your people, oh God. Heal our emotions, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, and more so, we call on Jehovah Nisi, oh God. God, that you will raise your banners, oh God. Raise your banners high, oh God. God, as we come together, oh God, we pray, oh God, that Jehovah Nisi, oh God, goes before us, oh God. That grace and mercy goes before us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, we stand on your word, God, knowing that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper, oh God. God, in every tongue that shall rise against your people in judgment, oh God, that they shall be condemned, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, we know, oh God, according to your word, oh God, that you shall tread down the wicked, oh God, but they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we know that you give us power, oh God, to tread upon serpents and scorpions, oh God, and over the power of the enemy, oh God. God, and nothing by any means, oh God, shall hurt your people, oh God. So we walk in your power, God. We walk in your authority, oh God. We walk, Jesus, in the victory that you gave to us when you died on the cross, oh God. In the name of Jesus, because you are the essence of victory, God, we know that we are victorious, oh God, that the battle is already won, oh God. So we walk in victory, God. We walk in your power and in your might, God. We walk in your authority, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, we walk, oh God, with grace and mercy going before us, oh God. We walk, oh God, with you going before us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we know that you are with us, oh God. We know, oh God, that our battle, oh God, is not against flesh and blood, oh God, but against powers, oh God, against rulers of darkness, oh God, against spiritual wickedness, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, we know that we do not war after the flesh, oh God, but the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, oh God, but mighty, oh God, for the pulling down of strongholds, oh God. So every vain thought, oh God, every imagination, oh God, every high thing that should exalt itself against the knowledge of Christ, we come against it, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we take authority over our churches, over our communities, over our families, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you would cover the mind of our youth, oh God. Cover the minds of our men, oh God. Cover the minds, oh God, of even those who are in power, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, these things that have been released, oh God, we stand against it, oh God, knowing that that spirit that's in the inside of us is greater than that spirit is in the world, oh God. So as you bring your people together, as you bring your intercessors together, oh God, as you bring your worshipers together, we ask, oh God, that there be one voice, oh God, one sound, oh God, God, that our worship is targeted, oh God, that our prayers are targeted, oh God, even when we play instruments, oh God, that our instruments, oh God, are targeted, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you would even release your warring angels, oh God, on behalf of your people, oh God. We're calling on you, oh God. You said that if we knock, oh God, that the door will be open, oh God. So we're knocking, oh God, and we're seeking, oh God. We're relying on you, oh God. You are our resource, oh God, our only resource, oh God. So we're calling on you, oh God, in this season and in this hour, oh God. Help your people, oh God. Provide instruction, oh God. God, and even when you release your word, oh God, allow our hearts and our minds to be receptive of the word that you release, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, even as you begin to restore Lord, the voice of the prophetic, oh God, even as you bring the voice of the prophet, oh God, back to our churches, oh God. Let us receive your word, oh God. Let us receive your instructions, oh God. God, no longer are we seeking after charismatic attitudes, oh God, and personalities, oh God. God, but we're seeking your face, oh God. God, we want to be where you are, oh God. We want to be found in the center of your will, oh God. God, so everything that's not like you, oh God, everything that's been to lose your people, oh God, to distract your people, oh God, to hinder the lives of your people, oh God, we ask, oh God, that you would give us, oh God, the authority, oh God, to move these things, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So hear our prayers, oh God. Receive our worship, oh God. Receive our praise, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, and even as you go before us, oh God, even as you go as Jehovah Nisi in our lives, oh God, we raise our banners, oh God. We raise our worship, oh God. We raise our praise, oh God, and we lift up a sound unto you, oh God, releasing, oh God, your will to be accomplished, God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, thank you, oh God. We bless you this morning, oh God, for you are great and you are greatly to be praised. We thank you for being our God, our Lord, our Savior, our keeper, our sustainer. Thank you, God, for keeping us, oh God, day in and day out. Thank you for keeping us, oh God, and holding back the hand of terrorism. Thank you, oh God, for keeping us and not allowing man to consume himself. God, we thank you for being our keeper. Thank you for keeping our mind, oh God, in this world of confusion. Thank you for keeping our heart, oh God, and our thoughts and our prayers that are prayed to you, oh God. Thank you that you are still on our mind, oh God, that you are the one and the true and the living God. We thank you, oh God, that when we wake up every morning, that we know that you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Thank you for keeping us, oh God, even from doing wrong when we know we ought to do right. Thank you, oh God, for keeping us, oh God, and keeping our mind this morning. We don't take it for granted, but God, you've kept us. And God, even if we've done wrong, we ask and we stand, oh God, in a posture of repentance this morning, asking you to forgive us. Forgive us for any sin and all unrighteousness. God, the things that we have done individually, the things we may have done as your body of Christ, the things we've done as your creation, the things we've done as the United States of America, this nation as a whole. God, we would stand and repent before you. We ask, oh God, that you would bend your ear to our call and our cry as we repent, and we ask you for forgiveness. We ask, oh God, that you would forgive us because we've become a nation that has bowed our knees to false gods and other gods. We ask, oh God, that you would forgive us because we have broken your first and your second, your third, your fourth commandment, where we have abandoned you as our God and our only and true and living God. We ask, oh God, that you would forgive us because we don't love you, oh God, with our whole heart, but we love you, oh God, when it's conditional for us. And so, God, this morning we come asking you for forgiveness. Forgive us, oh God, as a nation. Forgive us, oh God, as your people. Forgive us, oh God, as the body of Christ. Forgive us, oh God, and bend your ear to our prayer this morning. Oh God, we realize that we confess that wickedness that we have committed. Oh God, we ask, oh God, that you don't allow it to provoke you to anger. We pray, oh God, that you would forgive us if we have serve other gods, even the God of our jobs, oh God, if we put that before you, if we put our children, oh God, if we put our material things before you, God, we pray for your forgiveness this morning. Help us, dear God, to change our ways. We ask, oh God, that you would open our eyes and that you would touch our heart. We ask, oh God, that you would cleanse our hands of all filthiness and all unrighteousness this morning. Oh God, we pray this morning. We pray, oh God, that you would forgive us, that you won't utter your judgment against us, oh God, but God, that you would have mercy on us. So this morning we cry out to you, asking you for mercy. Have mercy on us, this untoward generation. Have mercy on us, oh God, because we have forsaken you. Have mercy on us because we have allowed and we have let go of all of your standards and all of your commandments, and we've taken you out of our homes, oh God. We've taken you, oh God, out of our courts. Oh God, we've taken you out of the White House. We've taken you, oh God, out of the places in which we are to govern ourselves. And so, God, we have become a people that is confused, that are a mess, that have become wicked, oh God, and we have become a people that have forgotten our God. But we're asking you this morning that you would hear our prayer individually, oh God, and God, that you would touch and that you would move. We know, oh God, that this morning that we need you like never before, so we're asking you, oh God, individually as we are on this line, small in number, but God, we are praying for the whole nation this morning. And so, God, we need you to bend your ear, oh God, that you would have mercy on us and that you would lead us and guide us in your truth, oh God. We know, oh God, that the word said that we are right in our own eyes, so we believe our own righteousness. But God, we need you to lead us in your truth and your righteousness. So God, we're asking that you would revive us and renew us and restore us, oh God. We repent, oh God, and we're asking you to forgive us and wash away everything in us that's not like you, oh God. For we know, oh God, that you created us and you made us in your image. But God, we know that when you look down at us, if you look down at us, God, that we don't look like you anymore. We don't act like you, oh God, anymore. And we don't talk and walk like you. We don't do the things that are pleasing to you. So God, we're asking you to wash us and cleanse us and make us new this morning. Renew us, oh God, renew our minds. Renew our desires and our heart, oh God, that it would be a heart that panteth after you and your righteousness. Renew our heart, oh God, that it would seek first your kingdom and all of your righteousness. Renew our heart, oh God, that we would love you with our whole heart, and we would love our neighbor as ourselves. Oh God, renew our heart, oh God, that we would do things that are pleasing to you, and we would no longer do the things that please ourselves. Oh God, we pray this morning for a renewing of the heart and the cleansing of our hands, that you would cause our soul, oh God, to be swept clean of the things that are not of you, oh God. We pray in the name of Jesus that you would renew us and restore us, oh God. Help us, oh God. We look at ourselves and we find that we can't even identify ourselves with you, oh God. So we need you like never before. We are in a mess, oh God, and we are calling on you this morning. Help us, dear God. Help us and wash us. Cleanse us, oh God, and make us new. We, oh God, need you like never before. We know, God, that we don't wrestle against
flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against the spiritual wickedness in high places. But we know, oh God, that we serve a God that even the principalities and the rulers of darkness don't have the power that you have, oh God. So, God, we are calling on the strong and the powerful God that we serve. We're calling on the God that sits high and looks low. We're calling on the omnipotent, the omnipresent, and the omniscient God. You're the God that knows all things. You know, God, what we need more than what we want, oh God. And so we are calling on you this morning, and we ask, oh God, that you would show up. Show up, oh God, in our heart. Show up in our home, oh God. Show up, oh God, in our church, the house of prayer. Show up, oh God, in the White House, oh God, in the schoolhouse. Oh God, show up, oh God, in our communities, oh God, this morning. We need you to show up, oh God, where you have become absent, where we have removed you from, oh God. We need you to show up, oh God, and show yourself strong. Do a new thing in us. Revive us, oh God. Help us to be who you have created us to be. God, we say in the name of Jesus that you would open up our eyes. Help us, oh God, to see as your people the wickedness, even as an intercessor. Help us, oh God, to see the strategic plans that the enemy has set, the traps that he has set for your people. Help us, oh God, to see the conspiracies that even the government have set to destroy and to kill your people. And then, God, we ask that you would raise up your intercessor. We call forth the intercessor from the north, the south, the east, and the west. We ask, oh God, that you would remove the scale from our eyes so we can see what to pray for. We ask, oh God, that you would touch our hearts so we no longer pray for the individual and the selfish things, but God, we pray more for the world than we pray for ourselves, oh God. Oh God, we realize and we confess that we have more stuff, but God, we have less of you. And so, God, this morning we are calling on you, oh God. You're the all significant God. You're the all sufficient God. You're our ever-present God, and so we are calling on you this morning. We need you to fill our homes, oh God. We need you to fill our heart, oh God. We need you to fill our families with your power and with your Holy Ghost. We need you to fill us with righteousness and truth, oh God. God, we are calling on you this morning because we need you like never before. And so, God, this morning we ask to be our great God. Let others see your power, your wonderful works, oh God. Help us, oh God, to be better so that you love and that you want to be dwell among us. Help us, oh God, to change our ways so that, God, you inhabit the praises of your people. God, we praise, but we don't feel your presence when we praise because, God, we are in a place of unrepentance and sin. So, God, we're asking you, oh God, that you would inhabit your people, that you would cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We know, oh God, that we have become a nation that's unrighteous and unholy and without ordinate affection, that we are more lovers of ourselves than we are lovers of you, oh God. But we know that you are God that can change all things. You have the heart of the king in your hands. And so, God, this morning we're asking you to turn the heart of the king. Turn the heart of the king, oh God, that would change their mind and their heart towards you. Change the heart of, turn the heart of the king, oh God, that would cause men to wake up from their sleep and their slumber and to return back unto you. Change the heart of the king, oh God, that will drive men that are in the crack house, out of the crack house, into the house of prayer. Oh God, change the heart of the king that will make women, oh God, rise up and become women that stand in the gap, oh God, women that will become women that will share your love and your truth with other women, oh God, that will lead their families, oh God, and their children to do what's right before you. We pray in the name of Jesus that you would change the heart of the king, oh God, and God, draw us as your people back unto you. We need you like never before. We want to know your presence, oh God, like we did in time past. We want to, oh God, dwell in your presence. We want to seek you in every area of our lives, oh God. We for being the God that have given us a mind that's sharp. But God, we don't want to be so smart that we think we are smarter than you, oh God. So help your people today, oh God, and draw us back unto you. Teach us, oh God, your ways. We don't want to be a people, oh God, that are so in tune with what we have that we forgot who gave it to us. So God, draw us back, turn the heart of the king back unto you, oh God, and we will bless you for it. We praise you for it. We believe it can be done, God. Now we ask if you would do it. We surrender our heart unto you, oh God, so you can start the change in us. Oh God, help us to be the change. Teach us, oh God, how to speak your change. Teach us, oh God, how to live your change. Teach us, oh God, how to share the change, oh God, with others, that we may become the people and the church that you are calling for and that you are coming back for in these last and evil days. And we bless your name for it. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you. We praise you. God, we glorify your name. Huh? Hey, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. God, we just thank you today, God, hallelujah. We pray for our families, God, in the name of Jesus. We declare, God, for total deliverance, salvation, God. And God, we ask you to deliver them from all sickness and diseases, infirmities, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we declare that the pillar of the fire of the living God go before us and our family, God, and light up our pathway in the name of Jesus. God, we pray that every generation of curse and diseases be broken off us, family, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray, God, hallelujah, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that our family, hallelujah, be transformed by the renewing of your mind, of their minds, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we declare and we decree, God, that every seed of failure in our life, in our family life, be consumed by fire, hallelujah, of the living and true God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, we pray, God, that every tree of non-achievement, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we declare and we decree, God, in the name of Jesus, that God open our family eyes and ears. Hallelujah. Oh, God, that they will hear. Hallelujah. What thus says the Lord.
to hear the voice of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we decree and we declare, hallelujah, God should turn our family worst time into their best time. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we bind and we rebuke, hallelujah, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and call to no effect all rebellions, God, and disobedience, confusion and disorder. God, we call and rebuke, hallelujah, with no, hallelujah, effect. God, any criticism, condemnation, vain glory, hallelujah, in this angelus. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you right now, God. We thank you for what you're doing, God. We thank you for your love, God. We thank you for your mercy, God. We thank you in the name of Jesus for keeping us all week long, God. In the name of Jesus, God, you are worthy and worthy to be praised. God, we thank you for your blood, hallelujah, your blood that keeps us, God, the blood that redeems us from all evil, God. Hallelujah, we thank you, God, for the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, God, that cleans us, God. Oh, redeem us, hallelujah, sanctify us in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, God, in the name of Jesus, for our young people today, God. Oh, God, that they will hear the voice of God and not the voice of a stranger. God, we pray, God, in the name of Jesus, for our young people, God, that they will not waver, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray for those, hallelujah, that don't they know their true identity, God. Oh, God, that want to be pulled, hallelujah, into the trap of being gay and lesbian, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we call them out of darkness, hallelujah, into this marvelous light, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, God, to send your ministering angel to them, that they will hear word, a word from God. And God, that they will be changed, God. They will be transformed, God. They will be, God, oh God, in the name of Jesus, renewed, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. God, we apply the blood of Jesus over every person, God, that are walking not in the identity, in the DNA that you gave them, but one that they made up, God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you right now, God, for delivering these young people, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, God. Oh God, young and old. Oh God, thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you, God. Oh God, we call you, God. Oh God, we call them saved. We call them sanctified. We ask you to clear their mind, God. Move the clutter, God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. The teaching, the false teaching, God. Move it out of their minds, God. In the name of Jesus. Father God, and we thank you, God. We praise you, God. Oh, God, and we thank you, hallelujah. Oh, God, because we know, God, that the plans that you have for us are for good and not of evil, God. And we pray good in our children. We pray good in our family. We pray good for our co-workers, God. In the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you, God. We thank you, God, and we pray for marriages, God. God, we ask you to help us in marriages, God. Help us to understand each other, God. Help us to hear each other's voice, God. Help us to hear what each other has to say, God. Help us to listen, God. Hallelujah, God. Help us, God, in the name of Jesus, to not criticize, God. Hallelujah, but to, oh, God, to give confidence, to build up, God, and not to break down, in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I pray for marriages all over this world, God. Hallelujah, that we will come together like you want us to, God. Your word said that you honor marriage, God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, and that I bind the work of Satan that has so many people shacking today, God, in the name of Jesus, and they think it's okay, God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, we ask you, God, to let them be taught right, God. Oh God, let them hear from you, God. Let them get the right word, God. Hallelujah. Let it be shalom. Let people not be so easy to agree with wrong, God. In the name of Jesus, but teach right. In the name of Jesus, God. And I thank you, God. And I praise you, God. In the name of Jesus. And I thank you. In Jesus' name, it is so.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Jesus, yes, Lord. Thank you, God. Jesus, Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for being a merciful God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. We bless your name this morning, God, for you said out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. God, we thank you this morning, God. God, that you set a watch over our heart. Set a guard over our heart, God, and a watch over our tongue, oh, God. I God, that we might be mindful of what we say and what we do. I God, that every word that we speak be seasoned with grace, that it might minister grace to the hearer. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus. I God, that you would give us the tongue of the learned, that we might speak a word in due season. I thank you, oh God. I God, that you would cause us, oh God, to be in divine alignment with you. Oh God, that we would be on one accord with you. I God, in the name of Jesus, let your spirit, God, touch us from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Spirit of the living God, rain down on us. I thank you for your reigning power this morning. I thank you, oh, God, that you reign in the heavens and in the earth. Oh, God, and that you are having your way in us. I God, I pray for us even in this hour, oh God, as a people and as a nation, oh God, that we would be submitted and surrendered unto you in our lifestyle, not just in word. I pray, oh God, for us, oh God, in an hour, oh God, where there is much confusion in the body. I pray right now in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you would rebuke, God, even the spirit of confusion and identity crisis. I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that we will remember what your word declares, that I, the Lord, am one God. Oh, God, I thank you, oh, God, I, God, that we'll stay stable in our faith. And, Father, that you'll break up the spirit of instability. Oh, God, where there are unstable minds. Father, we call them into alignment. I call it into order. I come against everything that's not like God. I call our spirit into a posture of worship. I call us into a position of praise. I call us into a position of surrender. Oh, God, for your word declares that we shall worship the Lord our God, and him only shall we serve. I thank you, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I know, God, when they are believing in many gods in this hour, I, God, that you can keep us single in our worship, keep us single in our seek. I, God, that we would seek you above all, and that we would trust your word. Father, I pray, bind us to the word of God. Fasten us, oh God, to your word. I, God, that we be not so easily removed. Oh God, tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. I pray this morning, oh God, that you would cause our footing to be sure. And God, that you would keep our mind. Father, keep us. Oh God, I pray, keep us this morning. Keep us, oh God. Oh God, every day of our life. I pray for those under the sound of my voice. God, that you would bind us to the oracle of faith. That you would bind us to the very word of God. That you would bind us to your precepts and your laws. And the voice of a stranger we will not follow. I pray for us, God, that you would keep us from the seducing spirit. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, that is creeping in this hour. Our God, that is calling many to fall away from the faith. I pray for us that we would steadfastly hold on to the horns of the altar. I thank you for holding on. I thank you, oh God, that we will not shift, oh God, in our decision to follow after you. Oh God, I pray for us, oh God, that we not become, oh God, like those, oh God, that gave in to Gnosticism. Oh God, that wisdom and knowledge shall not become our God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, for you said wisdom comes from you, and God, you said if we seek it, after it as we seek for gold, we'll find it, and so I praise you on this morning, our God, that we'll find the wisdom we need in you, oh God, our God, that we don't have to look for another, our God, that you are the God of wisdom, You're the very God that words our mouth. You'll give us what to say when we need to say it. And so, Father, I pray today, wash us, sanctify and purify our minds. Oh, God, call us closer. I pray in the name of Jesus. Our God, our God, that you would call your people close to you. Oh, God, oh, God, and that the scales will be removed from our eyes, and that our eyes will be open, and we will be enlightened. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that we might know the height and the depth of our calling, that we might know in whom we have believed, I pray. Oh, God, that we'll know you in the power of your resurrection and in the fellowship of your suffering, that we'll truly know our God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, that we will not be God, confused about your identity. Oh, Father, I pray, stabilize us, God. I pray for a stable praise. I pray for a stable seek. I pray for stability in this hour. I pray right now, Father, I plead the blood. I plead the blood over the mind, the wavering thoughts. Oh, God, those that are wavering in their faith. Oh, God, those that are falling over into doubt. Oh, God, because of the climate of this nation. Our God, you're not a God that forgets his people. Oh, God, you said that when the righteous cry, oh, God, that you will hear us and deliver us out of all of our troubles. And so I thank you that you're there right now, help, that you are our present and help in trouble. I thank you, oh, God, called us to cry out, to cry out unto you. And God, I believe by faith that your word declares, oh, God, that while we're calling on you, Father, you're answering. Thank you for answering the cry of your people. Thank you, Lord God. I pray, oh, God, for the watchman on the wall. Oh, God, that we'll be in position. Oh, God, I call for watchmen. Oh, God, that we're covering the systems of this world. I call for the watchmen that you have called, oh, God, to cover the religious system. Father, we call them for it. I call for the watchmen, oh, God, that you have called, oh, God. Oh, God, to pray over our education system. Father, we call them for it. I pray, oh, God, for the watchmen. Oh, God, that you have called to pray over our family unit. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus for the watchmen that has been assigned to the political system. Oh, God, I pray for the watchmen come forth that's been assigned, oh, God, to the entertainment system. Father, in the name of Jesus, we call them forth even now. We call them out of their trauma. We call them, oh, God, oh, Mando, say, out of every distraction. We come against the distraction, oh, God, that keep us on our watch. I pray this morning, oh, God, that we will be on our watch and that we'll be in tune to the things, oh, God. Oh, God, that are in this nation. Oh, Mando, say, oh, God, I pray, oh, God, that you will release this town in the mouth of our intercessor. Oh, God, that will break up the very works of the enemy. I pray, oh, God, for the intercessors that you have called in this hour, the true watchmen that are assigned to pray for our president. Father, we call them forth now. And God, we say, give them a tongue of a learner. Oh, God, we say, word them mouth. God, give them the word of intercession. Give them what to pray, that every yoke be destroyed. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that every enemy of this nation be destroyed, oh, God. Oh, God, I pray. Our God, safety for America. Our God, that you'll keep us from enemies without and enemies within. Oh, God, that terrorism, oh, God, will not win, not in our nation. That the spirit of fear will not take over. We come against every spirit of fear. And Father, I pray in this hour, oh, God, and I pray that you will let this intercessor, oh, God, that's been called, oh, God, to come against this spirit of suicide. Father, I pray, alert, young Roche, alert the intercessor, to lay between the porch and the altar. We call them forth now. We call for those, oh, God, oh, God, that you have given them word, a sound counsel. God, I bless you. I bless you for the sound counsel that you put in the mouth of your intercessor, of your watchman, God, and I know, Shay. And we call for the prophets, the true prophets in this hour that will declare the word of the Lord. We call them out of entanglement to fame. We call them out of entanglement, oh God, to prosperity. And we call you back to truth. We call you back to a place of surrender. We call you back to your rightful place. Every prophet, that has been called by God, we come against every spirit of confusion that is on your mind. We break the spirit of competition. God, and we call you into sanctification. We call you into consecration. We call your voice in now. We call for the nations. We call them forth now. The nations that are to serve God in the beauty of holiness. We call them forth now. Oh God, and we pray that you would break every wicked spirit. And we call forth the intercessor. Oh Lord God, that is charged. Oh God, to come against the spirit of witchcraft. Oh Father, we pray now. Our God, for the intercessor that has been burdened to break the spirit of Jezebel. Oh my God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we say anoint them afresh. Oh God, make them relentless. Oh God, in their pursuit. God, to reach that realm of the spirit. Oh God, that they have been assigned to. Oh God, we thank you for it now. And we pray, pour out fresh oil on them. Pour out fresh oil on the intercessor. Oh God, fresh oil. Anoint Ekonamandia. Anoint them, God. Oh God, send a fresh anointing and send a fresh wind. Let the wind, God, blow off. Mando Shakamaha. Any residue of entanglement, oh God. Oh God, to form a thing that do not produce godliness. Oh Mando Shakamaya. Oh God, yes, Ekonamandia. Oh yes, Lord, God, say what you want to say in this hour. Oh God, we pray, speak. Speak, Holy Ghost, speak. Speak today, even on this line. Use whoever you want to use. But Father, release your word. Release the word of the Lord today. Release it, oh God. Release it through your vessel. Release it through the one that you have anointed. And let the word come forth in clarity. Let it come forth in power. Oh God, we break every restriction. Oh God, not our will, but your will be done. Your will be done on earth, as it is in the heaven. Oh God, let your will be done in us. Oh, just go ahead and worship him this morning. Give him the fruit of your lips.
Yes.
Give him the fruit of your lips. Worship the Lord. Worship your God.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
I do believe. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That God is truly alive and well.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Yes. And we are well as a result.
Jesus.
Because
Jesus.
He lives.
Mm-hmm.
Because
thank
He lives,
God.
I can say not only tomorrow, but today
yes.
and every day
yes.
of my life because my
yes.
Savior lives.
Yes.
We are surrendered to Him.
Yes, Lord.
He is Lord of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Lord.
Beside
yes.
Him, there is no other God.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
He breaks every
yeah.
spiritual imprisonment that has been trying to hold us.
Thank you, Lord.
Some have been spiritually imprisoned, but God is breaking that this morning.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
God.
Thank you,
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you,
Lord. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. Bandages so wounds can truly be healed.
Mm-hmm.
You've been trying to cover up the wound. God says, I'm removing your bandage. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
So that your wound can be healed.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord.
Don't cover up your wound.
You.
Jesus. Let me pour the oil
you.
In it. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, I bless you for this.
Thank you, God.
The enemy truly has been defeated in this moment.
Yes,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
The devil is defeated.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus.
Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Thank you, Lord.
I encourage you, stay on your assignment. Jesus. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Just be clear on what that assignment is. Don't make it what you want it to be. Let it be what God said it is, and stay on it. Don't waver from the God assignment. Just step into it. Stay on the God assignment. Stay there.
Thank you, Lord.
Stay in position.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. And I want to make clear what that means, because we think sometimes because we have gifts to do certain things, it means we need to be operating in that gift now. I'm going to use myself as an example. There was a season when I first got called into ministry, when I first was made a licensed minister back in 1998. My season then was to preach and exhort. There was a time where God moved me into intercession strongly. And I stayed there. I still had the gift to preach, but it wasn't. There was the emphasis and the position I was supposed to be in was not in preaching, but in prayer. I stayed in that position for many years until God now is pushing me and pulling me over into prayer. And so when I say stay in the place, I'm not talking about giftings, because if you move in the gift into a place that you're not supposed to be, you were still out of position, even though you're not doing a bad thing. If I would have been doing more preaching instead of praying, I wouldn't have been doing a bad thing. I just would have been out of position. My position for that season was a position of intercession. Now my position now is a position of preaching and teaching. I still have the gift of intercession. But I'm not so much exercising that stronger than I am exercising the area of preaching and teaching. And so what you want to do is make sure you know what season you're in. There was a season where I was a adjutant and an assistant. I stayed in that season till God said that season was up. I served, and I served with everything that was in me. I didn't try to move out of my season of serving into preaching or praying. When I was in service, I was in service. I was in pastor day. I was working. I was doing everything I was supposed to do. I stayed in position. I was in position cleaning chicken, cleaning greens, and could preach and pray. So it didn't have anything to do with giftings. It had everything to do with obedience. So stay in your position until God moves you. Be anxious for nothing, but in all things by prayer and supplication, make your requests known unto God. And God will give you direction. Be sensitive to the Spirit. That you don't allow the climate of the day, where we're running fast to positions, but God is not with us in it. That means he's not with us in the gift. He just ain't with us in the position. There's a difference. When it's time for you to go into the position, God will cause things to come into alignment. Most people who have a gift of preaching don't wait 24 years before they start pastoring. That's unheard of. The longest they might wait is 7 years because they're in a hurry. They don't wait till the order of God falls. You have to wait on God's timing. Your gifting does not equate a position. My Lord, you have to wait till God shifts you. So stay in your place until God moves you. Because the oil will fall on that place. My God, hallelujah. And it doesn't matter who don't like it. When you get there, they're going to have to respect it because they will have to declare you didn't move in your own timing.
Thank you, Jesus.
So stay in God's time.
My God. My God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. No, I feel it so strongly. Do not get out of position. Don't be tricked by your gift. Don't let your gift be so strong that it pulls you out of place. Don't let it be greater than your obedience.
Jesus.
Resist the temptation to go where you've not been called to. Resist it. God is faithful.
Jesus, dear God. Thank you, Jesus, dear God.
Thank you, God.
Trust him. Trust him. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank hallelujah.
You, God.
Thank you, Lord. And Lord, we just call out Joe Murray's name now, God, as we will continue to pray for him. But we call out his name specifically into the airway, God. We call it out and we call in your healing virtue to him even now.
Yes,
God, that
yes,
you'll make divine visitation to him, that you will cover his body, that you will address every issue, God, that concerns him, Father. We pray, God, that you will strengthen his daughter to continue to stand in a place of intercession for him. Father, we pray that your healing balm will rest on his life, that you will anoint every doctor that comes into proximity to him. Father, we pray right now that your spirit will rest on him, rest in every room he's in, every room he enters into. Father, I pray right now that the spirit of God and the spirit of glory sits on Joe Murray even now. And Father, strengthen his daughter, Father. Give her eyes to see and ears to hear and the spirit concerning him. Give her the words of intercession. Father, we thank you that you will word her mouth. Father, that she'll be able to pray effectively for him, because you will give her what to say. You will show her, Father. We pray, give her visions, give her dreams, God, but give her understanding and insight on how to guard him in the spirit, Father. I thank you for it now, and I thank you, God, that she knows that she has enough weight in the spirit to pray, God, for him effectively and to see the hand of God move, Father. I speak it now. I decree it and I declare it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We are victorious. We are victorious.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Obedience is better. Their sacrifice, oh God. Oh, there's such a spirit of worship on this line.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh God, is there anyone that wants to share anything before we end this call this morning? Hallelujah. As we're preparing to wrap it up. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus. Can you all hear
Thank
me?
You, Lord.
Can you all hear me?
Yes, yes, we can hear you.
This is Connie.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Can y'all just keep my son Corey in y'all prayers? He needs mental help, and he needs a job. I just need him to grow up to be a young man that falls in love with Jesus. There's a fight going on, and I just need you all to intercede for him. I've been doing it, but I need some more intercessions.
Yes, we will join with you in that, woman of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
And God would watch over him and keep it in touch his mind, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that the barriers in his mind be broken, Jesus. And his circles of influence would change. We pray for those that are around him, God, that influences him. Father, we pray the circle of influence would change and that you would, God, even send people in his life, oh, God, that have a strong voice of wisdom that's connected to the spirit of truth and the spirit of God. Father, I pray align him, oh, God, with the right circle, God. Touch his mind. Oh, God, lead him, direct him, keep him, cover him. God, deliver him. God, deliver him from every addiction. Deliver him, God, from every act that's not of you, everything that he has got involved in, everything he's entangled in. I pray that every yoke be destroyed, that the spirit of spiritual imprisonment be broken off his life. And Father, that you'll give his mother the wisdom, God, on how to minister to him. But God, that our home would always be open in love. I pray, oh God, that the words of love will always flow from her lips, oh God, as she stands in a position of trust. And Father, I pray, God, that you would give her, God, the ability to speak those things that be not as though they were. And Father, I thank you for the creative power that is in her mouth, and that she will release the word of the Lord. She'll release it over his life. She will, God, that she will declare a word over him, oh God, that no devil will be able, God, to change. Father, I thank you that you will put it in her mouth. Put it in her mouth, God. Give her what to say, Lord. Jesus, give her what to say. Jesus, give her what to do. Father, you are her Ebenezer. You are her place of help. Father, I thank you for being Ebenezer, the place of help, the rock of help for her, oh God. Thank you, Lord. You know this burden. You know, God, what she carries. You know what she goes through. You see what we don't see. You see the things that are done in secret concerning him, God. You see his behavior, God. You see his irrational behavior, God, that disturbs our heart. But Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would get involved in every area and that you would just give her help. And Father, that you would cause her, God, to be in a company of influencers, oh God, that will encourage her heart, that will build her. I pray, God, in the name of Jesus that you would bring divine connections into her life. Oh God, God, that would cause her life to shift in a different direction. Hey, God, in every distraction, Ekodamandia, be released from her life. Ekodamando, Shatama. Oh, God, for you are more than enough. Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Ekodamando,
thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Will we bless him on this morning? I love him. I love the Lord. I love the spirit of prayer. I love God. I love spending time in his presence. Hallelujah. I love it. Hallelujah. I love God. Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. We make ourselves available. Hi, I'm on those. We are here. We'll tarry with you.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, be God.
We are here. It's Hando Shatamas. To stand with you in prayer. We are here to believe God with you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord God. Jesus.
Anything else anyone wants to share before we end this call? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh, I love it.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
With all hearts
thank you, Lord.
And minds mm-hmm. are clear.
Jesus.
I want to thank you so much for connecting with us in prayer. And we are here for you.
Mm-hmm.
We are here to pray with you, to believe God with you, to stand with you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
This is our assignment. This is our post. And we don't abandon it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
We are here.
Thank you, God.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Jesus.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
Stay in position. Stay in your place.
Yes.
Let him guide you.
Thank you, Lord.
Stay in position.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus, we God.
So let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Well, we bless the Lord for those of you who have joined us on this morning for this time of intercessory prayer. I believe that the spirit of worship will hover over you for the rest of this day. I decree and I declare it. I pray that your service tomorrow will be beyond what you expect and that there will be such a glory that rests in your house and that the voice of the preacher that stands before you will release the sound that God has released into their house and that yokes will be destroyed and lives will forever be changed. Hallelujah, because we took the time today to pray. And because we did that, we believe every house that under that's associated with everyone that's on this line. Hallelujah. God will make visitation. The Spirit of God will be in that house and God will use your set man or set woman of God to declare a word that will be life changing and impacting into your life and into the lives of those that are in the congregation. I believe that I seal that under the blood. Hallelujah. This concludes our time of intercessory prayer. Go in peace. God bless you.
Bless you.
God be with you.
God be with you.
God be with you.
And also with you.
Yeah.